This is what I think. You have to have a judge and a jury, and this man has to come before them because he has killed two people. It doesn't matter what they did or whatever.
Well, he
killed
two people, and he should be judge and jury. He's been a good guy for 30 years.
I understand that. I realize what you're saying, but he still committed a crime, regardless if it's 50 years ago or it was yesterday. He committed a crime.
Okay, so he committed a crime. So what's people...
I want it to come up before a judge and a jury.
People commit crimes every day.
That's not for us to decide.
Well, this is a great guy, Mr. Bella, and again, he's very loyal to people. And so
I understand everything. I understand it all.
You understand?
But he still committed a crime, and he killed two young people, whatever they did wrong.
Helen, you remember, Helen, this is Harvey Wireman. You remember the 70s. It was a time of a lot of wacky stuff. How are you going to break a guy's castanets now over something he did then?
This is more than breaking some guy's balls. This is about a double homicide. It was a rape. It was torture. It was a 30 days worth of torture.
That's
right. Yeah, okay. Your point is what?
My point?
He was supposed to come between judge and jury.
But I want to be clear. I did not put the underwear in the plastic bag. He did. He asked me to put it in my refrigerator.
Why?
Do I answer that?
Please answer it, yes.
I should answer that. He went and he put it in the refrigerator.
Yes.
He committed a crime?
Well,
and he put it in the refrigerator?
He gave me the girl's underwear in a plastic bag to put in the refrigerator.
Please.
Well, I don't know what's
you're not making sense.
The point is that this guy, Bella, is one of these sickies who wanted to keep it fresh.
You're right.
See what I'm saying?
Whatever it is, this man
he's
should
a
go
sick
to
piece
prison
of garbage.
Until they judge him. And that's all I could tell you.
Well, ma'am, I don't want to say anything, but you might be watching too much Law and Order. You think you're some kind of a DA or something.
I'm not a DA. I was told to hold on until they called my name.
Yes, well, we thank you, Helen.
And they called my name.
Called your name,
and I'm talking the way I think.
All right,
nobody's
Helen,
telling me what to do.
Helen, you're
but
on the air.
You are the one that's on.
Helen,
you know
ahead.
Something? You better have your head examined.
Helen, go ahead. You're on the air.
Pardon me?
I said you're on the air. Go ahead.
I said what I said. It's
well,
got to come up between a judge
you weren't
and
on the air when you said it. You have to say it now. You're on the air.
I've said it, and I've repeated it.
You're on the air.
He
ahead.
Is...
Will you guys quit screwing around?
Please, there's too much talking.
He suffered
and
too
I'm
much.
Telling you in plain English.
I will say this, ma'am, about Jerry Bella. He suffered already keeping inside what he kept inside for all these years.
Well,
he
should not have done it. He committed a crime.
You're on the
and
air.
And he has to
will
be
you...
paid for it the way the judge and a jury will decide.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Okay. I'm hanging up.
You're on the air, Helen. Go right ahead.
Are you guys screwing around? You got a guy out there who's in the joint. He's going to be going to prison.
But you're making me repeat it so many times.
Well,
you've got to repeat it. You weren't on the air.
Yes, you were on the air.
No, she wasn't.
I was on the air.
Never mind, Helen.
You told me.
I didn't tell you that.
Well, somebody did.
I did.
All right,
so,
Helen.
I'm on the air?
I think you're on the air now.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay.
Your caller,
this man committed a crime.
What's your name, dear?
Helen Browner.
All right, and you're the winner of a Phil Hendry Show CD. Now, what's your opinion?
You're asking me too many questions, and I'm a little too old, and I'm just telling you what I think.
Your
and
last name is
committed
Browner.
A crime, and he's got to come between us before
right,
a judge and a jury.
Helen,
that's
it. All right, Helen, let me spell your last name.
B-R-O-W-N-E-Y-E,
correct?
No, B-R-O-W-N-E-R.
E-Y-E? Oh, I thought you said it was Brown Eye.
Browner, B-R-A.
Browner.
You're getting me all famished already. Browner, B-R-O-W-N-E-R.
All right, so your name is Melon Brownie. Is that right, dear?
All right, I can't talk. It's too much for me.
Right,
I'm not
well,
a youngster.
Sorry. So it's
but
it's
this
Melon
is what I feel, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Helen. And
we want to put you on the air. Are you willing to go on the air?
Bye-bye.